Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another Audio Secrets, lifting the veil on audio recording. And welcome to my booth. Yes, it's just you and me in here today. Yes, I've just finished another audiobook. This week I wanted to talk about what an author can expect from a narrator. What happens when an author takes that brave decision to think, do you know what? I'm going to go over to audiobooks. I want to publish an audiobook. Because it's quite a wrench. It's very different. I think for most authors, you've got to decide, you've got to make this clear to the narrator as well, is how you want the book to run. What I mean about this is that there are authors who like to keep absolute control. This is my image for the book and this is how it's going to be. And there are other authors who say, no, I want your interpretation. I want a different slant on this. I want to see what you create. For authors, you work in the world of words, the written word, and that's where your power is. That's where you create your magic. Now, you could say that narration, well, that's just words spoken. But it's not quite that simple. It's about the intonation of the voice. It's about the pace. The characterization, yeah, to a lesser degree. But honestly, the most important structure of any book is the pace and the intonation, the mood you put on the whole book. If you want the book dark, the intonation is going to be very, very different. A lot more deliberate, a lot more cut, shall we say. Whereas if you want it light and airy, then obviously it'll be faster and the consonants not so pronounced. So you have to decide that early on, and you have to work with the narrator on that. Now, I've had many authors who said, right, no, this is exactly how I want it. I would urge you to be open-minded. If you're thinking about taking your written book over to audiobook, work with the narrator. Have a listen. Because your narrator is good at voices. They're good at using their voice to command an emotion. You are good at using the written word to command an emotion. Now, between you, if you both use your skills properly and work together, you should be able to create something pretty marvellous. So what actually happens? I can only speak about how I work. I know other narrators work differently, but this is how I work. And it works for me. And I think it works for my clients as well. You do need to get the full manuscript over. I've had authors who haven't sent the full manuscript. They send snippets and they say, we'll do this for it first. And it's like, no, the narrator needs to read the full manuscript before they even start. They need to get an idea of what the book's about, the characters, etc. So let them do that. I will create a demo reel for the characters. Now, these are the individual voices. Generally speaking, I won't do every character in a book. God, for some books, I'd be there for 3 months just recording characters. It gives me a reference point. There's nothing worse than a character turning up in chapter one, and you give it a very good voice, and by chapter 22, you're thinking, what was that damn voice again? It also make sure that the author is happy with the character you are portraying. Now, the voice, I know there's a lot of focus on characterization and accents in particular. I hear a lot about, oh, I need it to sound American. Do you know what? Most people, in all honesty, they won't, unless you say, he's got a broad American accent, then they won't notice. unless you have some really weird out there accent or it's particular to the story. People get more involved with how the story is narrated. Again, the pace, the intonation of the story as a whole. As long as they understand the words, that's all that matters. There is a temptation, in my opinion, to take things too far into theatre and to make it so it has to be an exact representation of the book played out in audio. It's not going to happen. It will never, ever happen. You can't do it. You can't. What you can do is recreate the story in somebody's mind. And to a degree, you want that. To a degree, you want that. See, I mean, this is a bit with the hypnotherapy and all the experiential erotica. You want a listener's imagination to make a story their own. You have to leave gaps in the story for them to fill in. If you give them every single detail of every single step, they have nothing to fill in. The story never becomes theirs. And that's what you want. Because when a listener makes a story their own, that puts it into a whole new league. A whole new league. So be open-minded about it. Don't think, this is the image and I've got to do a full theatre production. It's not going to be a theatre production. It won't help you, it being a theatre production. As long as the story is told in a way sympathetic to the genre, sympathetic to the characters, and sympathetic to the overall mood, you'll be fine. I tend to like going through chapter by chapter. I'll narrate one or two chapters. I tend to narrate about 10,000 words a day, which is a lot longer than you think. It's about an hour and a half of solid recording. And once you add in editing as well, you know, that's a full day's work on those 10,000 words. I tend to like the author to listen to those as I go. Now, I know some authors don't like doing that, but honestly, you know, you'll be listening to an hour and 15 minutes of your story. And it's best to do it in small doses rather than one long dose at the end, which takes forever and you can't remember where everything was and all the problems were. Okay, so now I want to talk, if you're going to publish, because I get this a lot, Findaway Voices, me and Findaway, I think it's fair to say, have had a fractious relationship in the past. I've yet to have, they probably have reasons, they always have explanations, but in all honesty, every book I've ever published through Findaway, there has been issues with. Did one once where, because you get a commercial excerpt for the book, which is meant to be the blurb, the promotion, so people can listen and say, I like this book, I want to buy it. And they actually put the trailer in for another book instead. I specified it on the upload, but no, they put a trailer in for another book. They're very poor. I tend to avoid Findaway. There are certain advantages to Findaway, but there are other players in the market. But because Findaway makes such a big noise about the narrators, people tend to think they are the only game in town, and they're not. Have a look at Authors Republic. They're very straightforward, but they will only do the distribution of the book. They won't do anything about finding a narrator. But in my experience, they do what they do very well. And I wonder sometimes if Findaway are just too stretched, trying to do world domination away from Amazon. So I don't know. I've always had problems with Findaway, but know that there are other alternatives. And especially if you're an author who isn't in an audible country, isn't in one of the ACX countries, which are only a few still. There are only a few countries under ACX at the moment. Then Authors Republic is a very good option to look at. Now, interestingly, Spotify recently started doing audiobooks, so now you can release to that through Authors Republic. So I'm interested to see how that's going to play out. I'll be releasing some up to Spotify next week. I want to see how they pay. Unfortunately, Spotify take 3 months to pay their artists, so it'll be a while before we know. But have a look around. Amazon and ACX aren't the only game in town. And if you're smart about it and selective, you can make a dance lot more money away from ACX, believe it or not. You can. So have a look at Authors Republic. Now you should, once the narrator's finished, and everybody's happy and all the words are in the right place, yay! Your author will probably give you a load of files. Yeah, these are chapter files, and there'll be the titles and the commercial excerpt I mentioned earlier. And these should be uploaded, it's that simple. If you approach audiobook creation with an open mind and think, well, this might just be an adventure, I might learn something here. This is a different take, because remember, we're in the world of sound, we're in the world of audio. So we see things slightly differently to how you might. You know, I'm not going to get into the psychology of it, but it's a different brain setup to work in audio. It falls into a different mindset, should we say? Let's leave it at that. So have an open mind. Have an open mind and think, well, you know, I might actually get something new out of this. And maybe you've got to remember that some of your readers will say, oh, no, not an audiobook. I don't do audiobooks. I want written pages that I turn. And others will, you'll find listeners, specifically if the narrator has a strong following, you'll find new people being introduced to your book. You know, who will say, oh, yes, this book is good. I like this story. Because that's a core thing. The core theme running through from your book to the narration is the story. And that's really where you want to focus, on the story. You know, the characterization, the individual words, etc., They can change, as long as the story remains the same. I can hear authors throwing their arms out saying, no, it's going to be exactly as it is in the book. Audio is different from the written word. And you'll find that when you get your audio's book, when you get your files back, your audio files, you'll probably find certain words change missing because the narration flow doesn't work well with some of the words you've chosen. Which works impeccably well with the written word, but with narration, yeah, maybe it upsets the flow a little bit. So if you're adamant that you want those words in there, then fine. But again, just have an open mind. Unfortunately, I see so many authors who are, this is the way it's got to be. There is no other option. It has to be like this. And that doesn't, you'll get more from the whole thing if you take an open-minded approach and say, well, let's discuss it with the narrator. You know, let's be open with the narrator. Let's discuss it and let's try some ideas. Let's bandy around some ideas, because if the narrator's professional, they want it to be a success as much as you do. So give it a go and see. So yes, for authors, the basic rule is keep an open mind. Work with your narrator. And sometimes, you know, fine, let go of some old ideas, some old habits. You might benefit from it. I hope that was some use. Sorry, there was a question. I've had a couple of questions from authors asking about getting into audiobooks and getting their books on audiobooks. I've just answered that. I hope. Those the main points they were asking, anyway. Next week, I don't know. Yes, next week. I've still got ideas, but who knows how the week would be transpiring. I'm actually doing another demo reel, a new demo reel tomorrow. Yay! You don't even hear my demo reel, so don't get excited. No, therefore, commercial clients, because I do more than audiobooks and telling dirty stories, you know. You might be surprised. On Monday, we have a new story. Now, I've had a request for Monday, but if you've got a request for a story or something that you'd like to hear, then just drop me a line. You know I'll try getting it in there somehow, as long as it's not physically impossible. So I look forward to seeing you on Monday. Then I can get you back into bed again. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.